While diehard skiers might dread taking their last laps in the spring, many Roaring Fork Valley gardeners are eagerly awaiting warmer temperatures. Planting time is still a few weeks away, but for those looking to chomp on freshly picked produce from their own mountain garden, it's time to start thinking ahead.
Gardeners are perfectionists in a very imperfect hobby.
Abby Saeed is telling me and the others here at the Carbondale Library to just chill out when it comes to our gardens. She's an expert on agriculture and horticulture at the Colorado State University Extension Office in Garfield County. In the last couple of seasons, I've managed to grow a few small zucchini, and that's about it. So I caught up with Saeed after her lecture to ask her more about creating a mountain garden that's fruitful. She has tattoos of ants crawling across one shoulder, and she wears a blue dress printed with bees. She says that mountain gardening is challenging. Unpredictable weather, a notoriously short growing season, but the payoff is worth it.
Getting to see a strawberry on a plant and picking it and eating it is so much more satisfying when you grew that.
I'm instantly reassured when Saeed tells me she kills plants all the time.
If you're not killing plants, you're not trying hard enough.
There are a few steps gardeners here can take to help ensure that they don't kill all their plants. Step one is test your soil.
Soil comes from parent materials, which usually means things like rocks.
The same granite mountains that tower over us make up the soil under our feet, and it doesn't hold on to nutrients very well. Vegetables pull even more out of it, so you need to put some nutrients back in.
So if you're vegetable gardening every year, you're probably going to need to add new compost, organic matter, and fertilizers pretty regularly.
People can send soil samples to the Garfield County CSU Extension Office and get a report back that tells them exactly what they need to add to their dirt to get ready for planting. Step two is choosing what to grow. And that means resigning yourself to the short growing season here in the high country and the threat of frost that extends into late spring. We can't plant just anything. We need hardy produce that matures quickly. Things typically harvested in late summer, like watermelons or pumpkins, probably won't work. Those peppers that I planted but never actually saw just didn't have enough time to grow. Saeed says there are lots of delicious alternatives that can be picked earlier.
Carrots and potatoes, onions, lots of different types of beans.
Leafy greens like kale, spinach, and lettuce, too. Once you've chosen your seeds, Saeed says, be patient before planting. The earth takes a while to warm up after a long winter.
Plants need a minimum of 40 degree Fahrenheit soil temperature.
In the mountains, that means planting on Mother's Day or Memorial Day, or even in early June. That's been one of my big mistakes. Overeager for the taste of a fresh-grown tomato, I've jumped the gun and planted things too early. Once you've got those seeds in the ground, it's time for what Saeed calls active gardening. She cautions against trying too hard, especially by overwatering. This is tricky in the high country, with intensely sunny days and nights close to freezing. Evaporation levels change drastically every day. Saeed has a low-tech, inexpensive trick to make sure you're watering the right amount.
Take your finger and you go about 2 inches deep into the soil, and if that soil feels moist, then you don't need to water it.
Another challenge for mountain gardens is wildlife. Saeed says, forget about the blog posts or the articles you've read that say animals won't eat certain plants. She says, they have not read that literature and don't always go by those rules. You might have to just learn to live with them. The best tip Saeed says she has for gardeners in the Roaring Fork Valley is to not expect perfection, no matter how many years they've been digging in the dirt.
Make so many mistakes because you're going to make them regardless. And if you set out to just see what works and what doesn't, what you like to grow, what you don't like as much, that's a great way to get a feel for it.
I'll make a lot of mistakes in my garden this year. But now I'm hoping to harvest a little bit more than just those few sad zucchini. Kristen Kay, Endless Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation, with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.